Welcome to the Sound and Vision podcast for KEXP. I'm Rachel Stevens, and today we have a conversation between two legends, and their energy is just perfectly matched. I love this so much, but let's just get to it. It's been a minute since we've heard new music from Built to Spill. Their last record came out in 2015. Now they're back with their ninth studio album. It's called When the Wind Forgets Your Name. KEXP DJ and producer Charlize Metcalf talked with guitarist and vocalist Doug Marsh. And again, I just have to say that I love this conversation because their energies are just like perfectly matched. And Charlize is one of my favorite people, and I think that she is actually the funniest person at KEXP. And Charlize is also a Built to Spill super fan. So she started off the conversation by reminding Doug that she came up to him after a show a little bit ago and introduced herself. So they kind of know each other. But of course, Doug remembered her.
After you played at Treefort this last year.
I remember. I put it together, Charlize.
Okay, cool. I'm slightly embarrassed over that, but also I did need to say hello to you.
I thought that was really sweet. I was really flattered.
Cool. That makes me really happy because I do love you and everything so much. So it's nice when the people that you love are so nice back to you, even when you're kind of crazy. So I just want to know, what's it like being the longest standing member of Built to Spill?
Well, that's all I know. It's all I know how to do is to keep being in Built to Spill.
It's brilliant and my favorite thing. So 7 years is a long time between albums. Why so long?
Oh, I don't know. Just, you know, time speeds up as you get older, and just between touring and life. And yeah, I have no excuse. Just time went by and here I am.
I think when you put pressure on yourself to create art, sometimes it doesn't work.
I have no control over it. Totally. I think this stuff could have been done earlier because a lot of it is kind of older, but there just wasn't the right time and the right situation. It took us a while to find a record label. I switched the bands and that took a while. And, you know, getting it done during the pandemic time made it take more time, and all the touring we did. And then we turned it in a long time before Sub Pop was able to turn around and get it out to people. So there's just a lot of factors that added up to that many years.
You worked with Orua on this album, and you're on tour with them right now, and they're a Brazilian psych rock band. How do you hear their influence on the album?
I wanted to work with them on this record because I was a big fan of Lay's production. He's recorded a lot of records by his bands and other people's bands, and he's kind of has a cool experimental psychedelic production style and uses kind of collage ideas in the music and stuff. So I was really looking forward to producing the record with him, maybe in Brazil, maybe somewhere in the U.S., and we weren't able to do that. But otherwise, you know, they're mostly like lo-fi punk kind of guys, and they have some Brazilian influence because they're from there, but mostly they're more punk rock.
My favorite song on the album was Gonna Lose, but then I fell in love with Element. What is this song about?
Well, it's just kind of some nonsense, just some sort of pretty words to fit a pretty song, and somehow just to have something to write and make it a theme, I just made it each verse kind of about a different element. And I don't know how that came about or why it is, but mostly the words are just something nice to, you know, just something to carry the melody, but nothing that really means too much to me in any real way.
It made me emotional.
Well, nice, good, yeah, that's good.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever written about?
Nothing seems that weird. I guess one of the songs on the new record that has... The song isn't about anything specific, but it has a few lines that talk about Evel Knievel trying to jump the Snake River Canyon in a rocket motorcycle.
That's epic.
It was a thing that happened when I was a little kid. I didn't go to the event. I was probably like 5 years old. But yeah, I tried to jump the canyon in a rocket and couldn't get across, which always struck me as kind of strange that you couldn't do it in a rocket. I mean, I'm not an Evel Knievel guy, but he was a pretty big deal when we were kids.
Yeah, I mean, I liked his cape, I guess, but that's all I really knew about him.
I can't remember if I liked him when I was a kid either. I probably did because everyone did.
So the new album is really, really great and has a lot of psychedelic flavor. I also feel like you're not holding back on the long jam outs, which is very signature Built to Spill. So I really feel like the new album just is like encapsulates what Built to Spill is. I just wanted to know what your favorite song on the album is and why.
I don't know. I think I like Fool's Gold, maybe. You know, it's just a song I spent a lot of time messing around with editing and the structure of it to kind of, to me it's like a puzzle putting a song together, and that one just was really satisfying the way that I was able to kind of include everything that I wanted to in it and keep it succinct.
I've seen Built to Spill more than 10 times. What band have you seen more than 10 times?
Prison Bitch. I've seen a lot of bands more than 10 times, and they've all been bands that have been on tour with us. Because when we go out on tour with bands, they're bands that we love, and I watch them play pretty much every night. Every once in a while I miss a band for some reason, but I like watching them play every night.
I've always just loved that you just have such a passion for music in that way.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my favorite thing about all this at this point in my life, is being able to hang out with these different people and introduce different people to other people, introduce my friends' bands to my other friends' bands, and create this, you know, atmosphere where we all get to go kind of have a party for a couple weeks together, play rock and roll every night. It's really a fun, exciting thing to get to do.
So I count myself as a pretty big Built to Spill fan. Who or what are you a big fan of?
Well, I don't know. I like a lot of bands. I like Slam Dunk. The Warm Hair. She's gone. I really mostly listen to a lot of soul and reggae music, kind of older stuff. But there's a lot of modern bands that I dig. There's some good bands in Boise too. French Tips. Braided Waves. And some things that I grew up with, but I still love, like Caustic Resin. Butthole Surfers. I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. Camper Van Beethoven. I like a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of stuff I don't like too. I probably don't like more stuff than I do like, but the stuff I like a lot.
Well, it was just a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking time with me.
Yeah, same here. I appreciate it a lot.
That was KXP's Charlize Metcalf talking with Doug Marsh of Built the Spill. Their ninth album, When the Wind Forgets Your Name, is out everywhere now. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like it, if you like us, rate and review. We can take it. We're great at taking feedback. No, really. Seriously. We can take it. And while you're rating and reviewing this podcast, enjoy the full song of Comes a Day by Built to Spill.